Abortion Industry Celebrates Happy Abortion Provider Appreciation Day. By Dr. Susan Berry on March 10, 2020. The abortion industry and its allies celebrated Tuesday what it calls Abortion Provider Appreciation Day. In honor of the medical providers who terminate pregnancies in the United States. Abortion Care Network provided its own background of the event. On March 10, 1993, Dr. David Gunn was murdered by a white supremacist anti-abortion extremist. As a way to honor the life and work of Dr. Gunn and all of the courageous, compassionate people who provide abortion care, March 10 became the National Day of Appreciation for Abortion Providers, beginning in 1996. In 2017, Abortion Care Network launched our hashtag Celebrate Abortion Providers campaign, which has become an annual tradition of celebrating and appreciating abortion care providers through love notes, art, acts of kindness and support, messages of affirmation, a giant love fest tweet storm, and more. We invite you to join us in showing gratitude and support for abortion care providers everywhere. Planned Parenthood Action Fund of New Jersey said in a press release that it thanks the abortion providers and staff who work every day to keep patients healthy and ensure that they have access to the full range of reproductive health care options, including safe and legal abortion. Speaking for the group, Caitlin Wojtowicz said, "Abortion providers are passionate, concerned, skilled people who believe in the health, well-being, and dignity of every patient. Planned Parenthood providers are here, protecting the lives and health of millions of people and their families, and will be here for the next generation and the generation after that." She continued, adding that abortion providers are faced with continued attacks on their work and their patients. Eliza Hoge, president of abortion political lobbying group NARAL, tweeted her appreciation to the abortion provider superheroes who terminate pregnancies. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey also proclaimed an Abortion Provider Appreciation Day in his city, WCCO, a CBS local affiliate reported. Frey made the proclamation in honor of Whole Woman's Health, a local abortion provider. "Every day, abortion providers like Whole Woman's Health deliver high-quality care in the face of harassment and threats to abortion access at the federal and local levels," Frey said. "I'm proud to recognize today as Abortion Provider Appreciation Day to celebrate Whole Woman's Health as an essential part of our community." As Fox News reported, national pro-life leaders observe that an unborn child dies during every abortion. Kristen Hawkins, president of Students for Life of America, tweeted that, "Each day, over 2,000 innocent children lose their lives to abortion in the U.S. You can hashtag thank an abortionist for that," she added. Pro-life activist and author Brian Kemper also tweeted something he heard at the pro-life rally last Wednesday in front of the Supreme Court.